you know, wet and cleaned that gourd with that dish rag and took her cornbread dough. Put it right down there, and you're talking about something made good, doesn't it?
Made what?
Make cornbread.
Yeah, she made
right down on that bread.
What'd you call that, what she made?
Cornbread? You know what cornbread is?
Yeah.
Well, what she do, she take the dough and beat it up good. And she put that dough down there just like a cake, you know.
Ash cakes?
Right, and that steam coming from that fire, Sure, man, that beat that thing just as good. Hear your teeth cracking.
No,
that's no joke. Now, that's old time. Mm-hmm. They'll take something else I see she done. Took a possum. Instead of skinning, she scraped it. You know, scrape that fur, open it, clean it good, stuff it with sweet potato. Put that in front of that fireplace, nine, then she turned it over. And then you talk about something went good. That's what they were eating then. That's right. We ate it.
Yeah.
That's But people don't do that now. I know some people tell me they don't eat a possum. Well, you just soon eat a possum to eat a hog. You see? What difference is it? They say a possum go in the graveyard, and they end up going in the graveyard, and ain't nothing to come out of the grave. You cook it clean, good, cook what you can eat. And I'm still here. You see? Don't tell me. Yeah, that's your food there. Now, I remember another thing that people used to do that time. They'll take a... How you call them things under what you... A ripper. You know what a ripper is? It's a piece of tin. You got hole all in there. They buy that in the store. You got hole in there. You take
something like you would grate coconut.
You take rosemary. If you ain't got no cornmeal, you take that rosemary. You know, rip it. When you get all that cornmeal, you take it and wash it good, get that soot off of it. You make your cornbread with that. And you talking about something good. But me and my brother, we went and cooked a hus and liked to smother me and him and Le Francis. You don't know what that hus is.
Yeah.
That's the skin off of that corn.
Yeah.
And that thing big, well. People had that feed them hog. I told him, I said, let's try some of that hus. We were hungry and hungry. Damn. It's the time when Frank's mother comes, that Frank was throwing up. He said, oh, Lord. You might think it's a joke. You're talking about something. I'll tell you something else we used to do. You don't know that. We used to go down that bank. You see that bank got that river bank had a high bank.
Yeah.
We'd take a shovel, an old spade. We'd dig in that bank. Cut it way in there. All right, when you cut it in there, we'd take a stick. And put a hole through the bank, something like a chimney. We got up under there. We was roasting potato, I'll never forget that. And it started to rain. And Frank said, Chuck said, man, he said, I'm in a good place. And look at here, it's raining, you know. The water was dripping down. But the doggone thing broke in. And you didn't see nothing but our eye up under there. We couldn't get out. The mud was there, and when poor man got on, he was dying. Well, that didn't kill us. We lost our potato. I'm telling you, had it.
Yeah, y'all were down in the hole?
Up under that bank, all that bank of day fell on us, yeah. He covered me and my brother and Frank. We were well up in there, but from here to me and you, there, all that father Dutch fought, but you know, it broke through on our head. And so when that old man come there, he seen us there, he asked us, what are we doing there?
Hello.
Hi.
And my brother said, we hook on you. And then he looked and saw all that muddy when he got the shovel. And got the hook on
there.
Yeah. That's a long time ago.
For what?
My university is writing a book.
Come on.
The things you had to... In the house, you know. Tell me all about that.
Oh, you had them old time beds. Well, I'll tell you about them old time beds. Son of a gun, if you move too much, you fall. I know for sure. My daddy had one.